For the Daily Yonder and Public News Service, this is the news from rural America. Upper Midwest pipelines could help slow climate change by taking the carbon dioxide produced by ethanol plants and shipping it to where it could be pumped underground. South Dakota regulators are currently looking at a plan for pipelines to Illinois, but some folks are skeptical. Guy Larson is with the state's Sierra Club.
The Sierra Club sees the whole process as another way to extend the life of fossil fuels.
North Dakota regulators just rejected a similar project, unconvinced by the developer's claims it would work and not negatively impact the environment and the public. Larson says the same problems apply for South Dakota.
About whether or not the sequestration is actually a viable way to dispose of the carbon dioxide.
The Biden administration favors carbon sequestration and just announced its first major investment to kickstart the industry. Many doctors say the drug Suboxone is the gold standard for treating opioid addiction, but until recently, few could prescribe it. Passage of the Mainstream Addiction Treatment Act means more than 8 million healthcare providers can now offer the medication, far more than the previous 130,000. Daily Yonder contributor Taylor Sisk says the next step is getting doctors to write prescriptions and pharmacists to fill them.
The most significant barrier is the stigma. There's this belief that you're substituting one drug for another. It requires education for healthcare providers and also for pharmacists and for communities in general.
Some medical professionals remain wary, but according to Sisk, more medical schools are teaching new physicians about addiction recovery.
There is a generation of young healthcare providers who are coming out of med school having received some education about substance use disorder, and they're now putting that into practice.
A youth-led nonprofit in rural North Carolina is also boosting health and wellness. Michaela Johnson with A Better Chance, A Better Community says their current focus is equal access to recreation.
Recreation is not just having parks. It's making sure the areas are walkable and bikeable around town. It's having things for our seniors to do. It's having things for our kids to do.
Johnson says her group also wants to see American Rescue Plan money used to connect the million or more rural North Carolinians who don't have good internet.
A lot of counties in our area so notice an issue with the lack of broadband, and that's one of the main focuses for the ARPA funding.
Finally, dog owners say their pooch recognizes about 18 words, including cookie. National Dog Day is August 26th. Who's a good boy? For the Daily Yonder and Public News Service, I'm Roz Brown. For more rural stories, visit dailyyonder.com.